Thank you so much for that, Helen. You know, as you know, there's another speaker here with us that works in your same field. She comes at it from a different perspective. Esther Perel is a psychotherapist who works with couples. You study data. Esther studies the stories that couples tell her when they come to her for help. Let's have her join us on the stage. Esther? So, Esther, when you were watching Helen's talk, was there any part of it that sort of resonated with you through the lens of your own work that you'd like to comment on?
So, it's interesting because on the one hand, the need for love is ubiquitous and universal, but the way we love, the meaning we make out of it, the rules that govern our relationships, I think are changing fundamentally. I mean, we come from a model that until now was primarily regulated around duty and obligation and the needs for the collective and loyalty, and we have shifted it to a model of free choice and individual rights and self-fulfillment and happiness. And so that was the first thing I thought, is that the need doesn't change, but the context and the way we regulate these relationships changes a lot. On the paradox of choice, you know, on the one hand, we relish the novelty and the playfulness, I think, to be able to have so much options. And at the same time, as you talk about this cognitive overload, I see many, many people who dread the uncertainty and self-doubt that comes with this mass of choice, creating a case of FOMO, and then leading us, FOMO, fear of missed opportunity or fear of missing out, but it's like, how do I know I have found the one, the right one?